It's a Tuesday morning, so we've got to find out what's happening in the world of rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you, Weeksy?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody. And looking forward to a good time, hopefully, on 91.2 AM and 2NM.com.au.
Ladies' Day at Maitland over the weekend. I bet they had a good time there.
Yeah, fantastic to see that no less than 120, 130 girls turned up with 30 new recruits, which is fantastic to see. I got to enjoy all the skills and drills that were part of the game in six different stations there at Marcellin. And certainly Blacks did a good job in getting ladies there from all over the Hunter, from Singleton to Musselbrook, all the way down into Nelson Bay and Mary the Carton as well as Maitland, of course. So great to see that Brent Dale's done a great job with that. And if you want to get in touch with Brent, it's easy to do. Just go through his email address, brent.dale@nsw.rugby. Also, you can give him a call on 0423 384 931. And looking forward to having a big season of ladies rugby. Of course, great to see that Mahalia Murphy came up after the Waratahs had their trials at Bowral on Saturday, and they were able to beat the Brumbies. And also the rugby Palooza up there at Lennox Head was a fantastic success, even though the Western Force couldn't play against the Fijian Drua because of the restrictions there on the borders.
Mates, registrations are now open for us to play the game they play in heaven here in the Upper Hunter.
Yeah, go through the Facebook pages of all their clubs, Singleton Bulls, Musselbrook Heelers, Scone Brumbies, also, of course, the Upper Goulburn Reds, Maitland Blacks, and the Madawi Marauders, also the Cessnock Mongrels as well there at Drain Oval. So get into that, or you can go through the website there, australia.rugby, or go through the rugby app, the Rugby Explorer, and you can just download that Rugby Explorer, and you'll be able to be looked after when it comes to that.
You mentioned the Fijian Drua a little moment ago. There's something happening there, isn't there?
Yeah, fantastic. Exclusively to the show in the Bill Corp Super W, which will start next month, we are going to have the Fijian Drua have a ladies' side involved. Of course, the Drua will play the Waratahs in their first game in two Fridays' time as Super Rugby Pacific kicks off. So the ladies are going to be part of that. Hopefully that'll be in March. COVID's going to sort of stuff everybody around, but it's good to see that our ladies are going to get some rugby and get some seriously good rugby as well, with no less than at least five or six games, which is after the success of the tournament up there in Coffs Harbour last year. It's good to see that there's going to be some more rugby, and they've certainly been doing some hard yards in pre-season training.
Mates, we're going to head overseas right now. Major League Rugby is getting ready to start again. A lot of Aussies involved, isn't there?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's really stripping not only the Shoot Shield and the Hospitals Cup in Brisbane, but also the Super Rugby teams. When you're getting $300,000-$400,000 to go and play in this tournament, it's a big, big challenge. And they're adding a new team this year in the Dallas side. Interesting to see that it's been nearly 25 or 30 years since we've had Major League Soccer, and in that time they've been able to get Dave Beckham at $250 million over 5 years. I'm not sure if we get a quite give for that price.
Maybe not quite, yeah.
The Gilletinis may not be able to pay for that, but it's very, very interesting because they're just stripping our players out. But also, of course, they're looking for a new TV deal in the soccer that was $90 million over the last couple of years. Of course, it goes to about 1 million people in America, the MLR at the moment, and they'll be looking to do some more with that. But, yeah, you can Google search Major League Rugby and be part of that. Have a look at it. But, yeah, I'll be interested to see how it works itself in with not only the Japanese top rugby league competition, there are three divisions there, and also it goes up against Super Rugby as well. So, yeah, it's going to start this weekend.
I've watched a bit of the Major League Rugby. The standard seems to be just a little bit above first grade but below Super Rugby. So I'm sure it'll mature. They've only had one season so far. It's always interesting. Now, Six Nations are on again. Can Italy break it for a win?
Yeah, look, it's going to be one of those interesting things. We've had the debate during the week that Italy should have been thrown out and Romania or Georgia should have come in in a promotion relegation. I think that's a mature response, but Italy is such a big rugby nation, and certainly the home nations want to protect Wales or Italy in case they, Wales or Scotland in case they drop. But very, very competitive tournament. It'll not only be on Stan, but also if you've got Foxtel, it'll be on Channel 515 on the weekend there on BN3. So it should be a fantastic tournament. One of the last tournaments that Eddie Jones is going to have as the coach of the Poms. And can you think, there, mate, less than 18 months until we get to the Rugby World Cup in France. So should be a compelling weekend of rugby when it comes to the Six Nations.
And for that reason alone, I'm tipping the French to win it this year. There might not be a Grand Slam amongst it, but I think they'll end up with their noses in front. What say you?
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. It's very competitive. Ireland, of course, will be coming out to New Zealand this year, and we'll take on the Poms in three tests in June. So they're all going to be fired up to play some pretty good rugby. And, I think it's just going to come down to the last day.
Yep, I quite agree. And Weeksy, of course, will join us again next Tuesday to talk more rugby on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mates.
Good on you, Bear.